describe the four basic types of validity we want our research conclusions to have. Notice four is in parentheses. You have to remember that there's four. Okay? They are internal, external, measurement, and statistical conclusion validity. Internal validity is about causal interpretability. But remember, many of you will go your entire career without running a true experiment. That doesn't mean you don't worry about internal validity. Because the fewer confounds there are, the more information you get when you test an associative hypothesis. Does that make sense? If I run a study with only three identifiable confounds, I now only have four viable hypotheses for how we got the results. If I run a study with a gazillion identifiable confounds, I have a gazillion and one alternative hypothesis for why we found what we did. You with me? So even though most of the time we're using non-experiments to test associative hypotheses, we still worry about internal validity and control. Because the more internal validity and control we can get, the more informative our associative information is. Does that make sense? When we start talking about internal validity, we sort of think we either have it or we don't. And there's a hell of a lot of don't. So like way over here on the end is have it. No confounds at all, not even one. And everything else is no. It really is a sliding scale. You want to pay attention to how many confounds you can get out of the way. We'll look at design procedures for this. We'll look at sampling procedures for this. And we'll look at statistical procedures for this. All of which are intended to clean up our associative information. External validity is all about application generalizability. What have we learned and where can we apply it? It has the components. I actually don't ask you for the components. Never mind. Measurement validity. We don't actually study behaviors. We study numbers and codes that represent behaviors. If those numbers and codes don't represent the behaviors, we're wasting our time and energy. Many people put measurement validity at the heart of everything else because we have given ourselves over to empiricism. So if we ain't got data, we ain't got nothing. The fourth is statistical conclusion validity. And I would like your answer to recognize that statistical conclusion validity not only has its own problems, which are sampling variability. If you have a good sample, your statistical conclusion is more likely to be accurate. If you have a bad sample, your statistical conclusion is likely to suck. But statistical conclusion validity is also dependent upon the three other kinds of validity. If you're studying the wrong people in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, you're not going to get the right answer. If you have confounds in your study, you're not going to have the right answer. And if you're measuring badly, your data are crap. So statistical conclusion validity to researchers and practitioners is dependent upon not just sampling variability, but the other three forms of validity. Sorry. Oh. Mom and Dad. Nope, later. It's nice they call.